you're ready to dive into the world of Excel automation, and you want the inside scoop on VBA versus Office scripts,
right?
We've got you covered.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that classic versus modern showdown.
Yeah.
We're here to help you navigate the landscape.
It is interesting because both tools empower you to make Excel do more.
Yeah.
But they come from very different eras in technology.
Right, like comparing a seasoned veteran to a hotshot rookie.
Yeah.
So let's start with the veteran VBA.
Okay.
For those of us who haven't spent years like immersed in Excel, what makes this tool so powerful?
Well, VBA is like having this intricate set of controls wired directly into Excel. It lets you perform incredibly precise actions, manipulating data in ways that would take hours manually.
Wow.
Like imagine, for example, needing to pull specific financial figures from hundreds of separate spreadsheets and compiling them into a summary report.
Right.
A VBA script can do that in minutes.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
So it's definitely the tool for those who need a high level of control and precision. But what about ease of use? Mm-hmm. Is VBA something a beginner could pick up quickly?
VBA does require a certain level of coding knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
It's powerful,
yeah,
but has a steeper learning curve.
Okay.
It can feel a bit like learning a whole new language just to talk to Excel.
Okay, so maybe not the most beginner-friendly option.
Right.
Which brings us to the contender Office scripts.
Okay.
It sounds like this is where the cloud and collaboration come into play.
Exactly. Office scripts is designed for the way people work today, with shared online documents and constant collaboration.
Okay.
Because it runs entirely in the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
It integrates seamlessly with Excel online.
Right.
So you can automate tasks across teams and locations without worrying about compatibility issues or everyone having the right software versions.
That makes a lot of sense. So if I'm working with colleagues across the globe on a shared spreadsheet, Office scripts can streamline our workflows and keep things in sync.
Precisely imagine you need to update a master spreadsheet with data from different regional teams, each using their own local version.
Right.
An Office script could automatically pull in that data, perform calculations, and even generate charts based on the combined information.
Wow.
All without anyone having to manually copy and paste.
That's a huge time saver.
Yeah.
Looking at this infographic that compares the two,
okay,
the visual really drives home the difference in how they connect to Excel and external data.
Right.
VBA seems very self-contained, working primarily within the desktop environment.
Mm-hmm.
But Office scripts has these branches reaching out to a whole world of online services and cloud databases.
And that's a key distinction.
Okay.
VBA's strength lies in manipulating data that resides within Excel itself.
Okay.
But Office scripts can tap into a much wider ecosystem of information sources, including cloud databases, web APIs, and other online services.
Right.
This opens up exciting possibilities for automation that would be very difficult, if not impossible, to achieve with VBA alone.
So if VBA is our precision tool for tasks within Excel, Office scripts is the connector, enabling us to automate workflows that span multiple systems and data sources.
A great way to put it.
Awesome.
Each tool has its own strengths and ideal use cases.
Yeah.
It's less about one being better and more about choosing the right tool for the job at hand.
All right. So we've laid out the playing field.
Okay.
VBA, the veteran, with its deep control over Excel versus Office scripts, the cloud native collaborator designed for the modern workplace.
Yeah.
But now I'm curious, with all this talk about AI changing the tech landscape, how does that impact the world of Excel automation?
Yeah.
Is coding even going to be a necessary skill in the future?
That's a fascinating question,
yeah,
and one that a lot of people are pondering. We see these headlines about AI taking over.
Yeah.
But when it comes to practical tools like Excel automation, the reality is more nuanced.
Okay, so let's unpack that nuance.
Okay.
What's the real story here?
Well, while AI is undoubtedly transforming many aspects of technology, the need for coding knowledge in areas like Excel automation isn't vanishing overnight.
Okay.
However, tools like AI-powered Copilot agents are starting to change the way we interact with code and automate tasks.
Copilot agents?
Yeah.
That sounds intriguing. Tell me more.
Think of it like this. Instead of needing to write out lines of code, you could simply tell Excel what you want to do using natural language. The Copilot agent then translates your instructions into the underlying code, executing the task behind the scenes.
Oh, wow.
It's like having an intelligent assistant that speaks both human and computer.
So it's not that coding becomes irrelevant, but rather it becomes more accessible to those who don't have extensive programming experience.
Exactly.
Okay.
It lowers the barrier to entry for automation,
right,
allowing a wider range of users to harness the power of tools like VBA and Office scripts, even without being coding experts.
That's an interesting shift.
Yeah.
It's not about eliminating coding altogether, but rather changing the way we interact with it.
Precisely.
Okay.
It's about empowering users to achieve more with less technical complexity.
I like that.
Now, these Copilot agents leverage something called pipelines.
Okay, but pipelines,
which are essentially pre-built workflows that combine code with AI smarts.
Wait, pipelines?
Yeah.
Is that like those oil pipelines I hear about in the news?
Mm.
What do pipelines have to do with Excel?
That's a great question. And it highlights how sometimes technical terms can sound a bit intimidating.
Right.
But in this context, a pipeline is simply a way of describing a series of steps that happen in a specific order.
Okay.
Imagine an assembly line where each station performs a specific action on a product as it moves down the line.
Okay, got it.
That's similar to how a Copilot pipeline works.
Okay, so each step in the pipeline represents a piece of code or action that the Copilot agent uses to carry out our instruction.
Exactly. And the beauty of this approach is that the user doesn't need to see or understand the underlying code.
Right.
They simply provide instructions in plain English.
Okay.
And the Copilot agent, using the pipeline as a guide, executes the necessary steps behind the scenes.
That's pretty amazing. So am I hearing this right?
Yeah.
With these Copilot agents and pipelines, we could potentially automate complex tasks in Excel just by talking to our computers.
Yeah.
Like something out of a science fiction movie.
It's definitely a significant step forward in making technology more intuitive and accessible.
Wow.
And while we're not quite at the point of having casual conversations with our spreadsheets,
right,
the direction is clear towards empowering users to achieve more with less technical complexity.
This is all incredibly fascinating,
yeah,
but I'm sure our listeners are eager to hear more about how these Copilot agents work in practice.
Okay.
What are some real-world examples of how they might be used in Excel automation?
Well, before we jump into specific examples, it's helpful to understand a bit more about the underlying technology.
Okay.
And that brings us to one of the most fascinating aspects of this whole discussion.
Okay.
The evolving relationship between AI code and the future of work itself.
Ooh, that sounds deep.
I'm
all ears.
Yeah.
But let's maybe save that deep dive for the next part of our deep dive.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we've given our listeners plenty to think about for now. We'll be back to explore those real-world examples and delve deeper into the implications of AI and Copilot agents on the future of Excel automation.
Sounds good. Awesome.
All right. Welcome back to our deep dive.
Right. I'm picturing myself casually chatting with my spreadsheet, telling it to, like, whip up a financial report while I sip my coffee.
Yeah.
Is that the reality we're headed toward?
Well, while a full-blown conversation with your spreadsheet might be a bit further down the road, the possibilities are definitely exciting.
Okay.
Imagine you have a spreadsheet with sales data from various regions.
Right. Instead of manually creating a summary table and charts, you simply tell the Copilot agent, hey, summarize sales by region and create a bar chart showing the top performers.
Wait, that's no more wrestling with formulas and chart formatting options.
That's the idea.
Wow.
The Copilot agent leveraging its understanding of natural language and the underlying code within its pipelines would interpret your request and execute those actions automatically.
Okay.
You'd have your summary and chart ready to go in seconds.
That's incredible. It sounds almost too good to be true.
Yeah.
What about more complex tasks?
Mm-hmm.
Could a Copilot agent handle something like reconciling financial data from different sources?
Yeah.
Or generating automated reports based on specific criteria?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Let's say you need to pull data from a CRM system, an online payment platform, and your bank statements to create a consolidated financial report.
Okay.
With the right pipelines in place, you could instruct the Copilot agent to fetch the latest sales figures from the CRM, match them with corresponding payments from the online platform, and reconcile those transactions with the bank statements.
So tasks that might have taken hours of manual work or required writing complex VBA scripts could be automated with a few simple sentences.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's where the real transformative power of AI comes in.
Yeah.
It's not just about replacing coders. It's about making automation accessible to a much wider audience.
All right.
Empowering people to accomplish more with less technical complexity.
Sounds like a real game changer, especially for small businesses or individuals who might not have the resources to hire dedicated programmers or invest in expensive automation tools.
Precisely. It levels the playing field, giving everyone access to powerful tools that can streamline workflows, improve efficiency, and ultimately free up time to focus on more strategic and creative tasks.
It's all incredibly exciting, but I can't help but wonder, what are the limitations here? Are there things that even these advanced Copilot agents can't handle?
It's important to remember that AI is still a developing technology.
Right.
While these Copilot agents are impressive, they aren't magic.
Okay.
They rely on the pre-built pipelines and code that humans have created.
Okay.
If a task falls outside of those defined parameters or requires a level of nuanced judgment that AI hasn't yet mastered, you might still need to roll up your sleeves and do some manual coding or problem solving.
So it's not about AI completely replacing human skills, but rather augmenting them.
Exactly, and extending our capabilities.
Got it.
It's a partnership between human ingenuity and technological advancement.
Yeah.
And as AI continues to evolve, we can expect these Copilot agents to become even more sophisticated, capable of handling a wider range of tasks and adapting to more complex scenarios.
This all raises an interesting question. If these AI-powered tools are becoming so adept at automation, what does that mean for the future of work itself? Are we all going to be replaced by robots?
That's a question that's been swirling around ever since the rise of AI.
Yeah.
But instead of framing it as a battle between humans and machines, it's more helpful to think of it as a shift in the types of skills that will be most valuable.
So less about being replaced and more about adapting to a changing landscape.
Precisely.
Gotcha.
While technical skills will still be important, they might evolve.
Okay.
Instead of needing to write complex code from scratch, the focus might shift towards understanding how to interact with AI, giving clear instructions, and knowing how to leverage these tools effectively.
Okay.
It's like learning a new language, but instead of talking to humans, we're talking to machines.
And it's not just about the technical side of things, right?
Absolutely. Human skills, like critical thinking, problem solving, creativity, and emotional intelligence, will become even more crucial. These are the qualities that set us apart from machines and will be increasingly valuable in a world where many routine tasks are automated.
So it's about embracing a mindset of lifelong learning and adaptability.
Exactly. Constantly upgrading our skills and staying ahead of the curve.
This has been an eye-opening conversation.
It has.
From the nuts and bolts of VBA and office scripts to the potential of AI and Copilot agents, we've covered a lot of ground today.
Indeed. And while it's impossible to predict the future with certainty, one thing is clear.
What's that?
The world of Excel automation is on the cusp of some exciting changes.
And I, for one, am both intrigued and a little bit terrified to see what those changes bring. But hey, who doesn't love a good challenge?
Right.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. And until next time, keep exploring.
Sounds good.
Welcome back. We've been on quite a journey.
It has been, hasn't it?
Exploring VBA office scripts.
Yeah.
And the mind-blowing potential of AI in Excel automation.
And I think this final part of our deep dive is where it all starts to come together in a really intriguing way.
You've definitely piqued my curiosity.
Yeah.
What's this grand finale all about?
Remember how we were talking about Copilot agents and their ability to automate tasks based on our instructions?
Yeah.
Well, that ability hinges on something incredibly important, data.
Okay, I see where you're going with this. Data is the fuel that powers these AI systems, right?
Exactly. And as we discussed earlier, one of the key differences between VBA and office scripts is how they connect to data.
Right.
VBA is primarily focused on data within the Excel workbook itself.
Okay.
While office scripts can tap into a much wider range of data sources.
Right.
This distinction becomes even more significant when we consider the rise of AI and Copilot agents.
So the more diverse and robust the data sources, the more powerful and versatile these Copilot agents become.
Precisely. Imagine a Copilot agent that can access not just your Excel spreadsheet, but also data from your CRM system, marketing automation platform, financial databases, and even real-time data feeds from the web.
Okay.
The possibilities for automation become almost limitless.
That's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
It's like these Copilot agents become these master orchestrators, pulling together information from all these different sources and using it to automate complex tasks based on our instructions.
That's a great analogy, and this brings us to a crucial point.
Okay.
The importance of data centralization in this new era of AI-powered automation.
Data centralization.
Yeah.
You mean like having all our data in one central location rather than scattered across different systems and applications?
Exactly. Think of it like this.
Okay.
Instead of having data siloed within individual apps, each with its own format and access protocols,
right.
you create a central hub where all this information is aggregated,
oh.
standardized, and made readily accessible.
Okay, I see the benefits. No more data islands, everything in one place.
Right.
But how does this specifically relate to Excel automation and Copilot agents?
It's all about empowering those Copilot agents to do more.
Okay.
The more data they have access to, the more complex and nuanced the tasks they can automate. For example, imagine a Copilot agent that can analyze your company's sales data.
Okay.
Marketing campaign, performance metrics, customer feedback, and even competitor analysis all at once.
Wow, that's a lot of information to process.
It is, but that's where AI excels.
Okay.
It can sift through massive amounts of data, identify patterns, and generate insights that would be nearly impossible for humans to uncover manually.
Yeah.
And with the right instructions, a Copilot agent could use those insights to automate tasks like generating personalized marketing campaigns, optimizing pricing strategies, or even predicting future sales trends.
This is all incredibly fascinating, but it also feels a bit overwhelming for someone who's just starting to explore the world of Excel automation.
Right.
Where do they even begin?
Yeah.
Should they focus on mastering VBA, diving into Office scripts,
yeah.
or jumping headfirst into the world of AI and Copilot agents?
That's a great question, and I think the answer is a bit of all of the above.
Right.
It's like learning a new craft. You start with the fundamentals, mastering the basic tools and techniques, but you also keep an eye on the horizon, exploring new innovations.
Right.
Thinking about how they might enhance your work.
So it's about embracing a mindset of continuous learning and experimentation.
Precisely. The world of technology is constantly evolving.
Right.
The specific tools and languages we use today might be different tomorrow.
Yeah.
But the underlying principles of logic, problem solving, and creative thinking will always be relevant.
This has been such an insightful deep dive.
Yeah.
We've journeyed from the nitty-gritty of VBA and Office scripts to the mind-bending potential of AI and data centralization.
Yeah.
It feels like we've not only explored these specific tools, but also caught a glimpse of the future of work itself.
I agree. And if there's one key takeaway from our exploration, it's this.
Okay.
Embrace curiosity, stay adaptable, and never stop learning.
Yeah.
The future is full of exciting possibilities,
and
the more we understand these evolving technologies.
Right. The better equipped we'll be to navigate those possibilities and shape the world we want to live in.
Well said. And on that inspiring note, we've reached the end of our deep dive.
It has been fun.
Thanks for joining us. And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Absolutely.